This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Lake Michigan's water levels have fluctuated for the past century, but those who live and work along the shoreline are now seeing the most dramatic shifts in their lifetimes. It's a trend that climate experts tie to climate change. As Wisconsin Watch's Mario Coran reports, that threatens property along the shoreline and poses major challenges for local governments, private homeowners, and even state parks.
Waves are crashing under the shore of Door County's Whitefish Dune State Park. They're carrying fine sand that wind stacks into towering dunes. Wind and water have sculpted this landscape, but those same forces are whittling away at it. In high water years, waves erode dunes and swallow the beach.
The kind of sand we have here is super, super fine, so it blows in really well when the dunes are forming, but it also washes away really easily.
That's park manager Sarah Stepanek.
So we get one bad storm and you can have an incredible difference from even just a week before.
On a windy morning in late September, she surveyed damage from recent year's high water. Lake Michigan swelled by more than 6 feet from a record low in 2013 to a record high last year. The water is lower now, but still higher than average. Scientists say rising temperatures and more frequent storms could be driving the fluctuations. These two factors create a tug of war between precipitation and evaporation. That leads to giant shifts. Low water usually leaves about 100 yards of beach for walking and sunbathing at Whitefish Dunes. Stepanek says last year's high water left just 10 to 20 feet of beach while the pandemic had visitors flocking to state parks.
Last year was insane though. We had almost double what our typical visitation is. And then our beach was about half as wide as it is now, which it's not very wide now even. So to pack all those people on the beach was a challenge.
Storms and high water inflicted other damage too.
Down on our third beach access, the dune was undermined so severely that it literally was like a 15-foot drop off of the side of the dune down to the beach. We had to install a staircase there twice because the first time we installed it, about 5 days later, we had a big storm and it completely undermined the staircase. It was hanging 5 feet off the ground. So we had to install it a second time.
Other lakeshore parks face similar challenges. The wheelchair accessible ramp to the water at Point Beach State Forest in Manitowoc County is still mangled and useless 3 years after a winter storm knocked it out.
You have to remember it's Mother Nature, and you never know what to expect.
Park supervisor Aaron Dembski-Rodriguez says she requested repairs soon after the ramp was damaged, but that funding moves slowly when it's available at all. DNR's regional parks manager Michael Burgum says the repairs backlog at state parks dramatically eclipses available funds.
There's literally close to almost $1 billion worth of projects that have not yet been funded within the capital development system.
A recent Wisconsin Policy Forum report called Wisconsin parks woefully underfunded. Only Alabama spends less per resident on state park operations. But even with unlimited funding, it's not clear whether certain fixes are worthwhile. Fortifying the shoreline could limit erosion, but Burgum says they're also trying to preserve nature as it is.
We want to provide activities and facilities for our guests, but we also want to have a sense of conservatorship to conserve a lot of the resource. And that's a constant battle. So to me, the shoreline issue is analogous to that. How much do we try to do to preserve the shoreline and how much do we understand that that's part of the process that occurs?
Stepanek says the trick is to keep the park accessible even when water levels make that difficult. That might include ditching a fixed dock for one that floats and letting nature take its course elsewhere in the park.
We do want to figure out how to make it more usable even in years when, you know, the lake isn't agreeing with us.
Climate scientists say that if current trends continue, the lake is likely to only become less agreeable. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Mario Coran.